Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maddie, I just want to ask, what does it mean to be able to be a part of such an incredible, you know, thing going on in Western New York, being the master of ceremonies for the topping off ceremony?
I think it's such an honor to be the MC for today's topping off ceremony. I mean, it is incredible to see the work that's being done across the street. I get to drive into the office every single day and get to see the progress that has been made. I think it's so amazing to watch. The steel looks like it's gone up in just a few months. So I'm just so proud to look at it every single day and just feel so lucky that we have such a great group of construction workers, tradespeople, and iron workers who have literally poured their heart and soul into this project. And then we had an incredible group of speakers today. Our owner, Terry Pegula, the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, and then Erie County executive, Mark Poloncarz. To hear them speak about how much this project and the new stadium means to them, I think was amazing.
Just remind me, how many years have you been with the Bills?
This is my sixth season that I'm completing, going into year seven. So I can't believe it. My first year here was 2019 with the team. And I like to joke around and say every year that I've been here, they've made it to the playoffs. I'm not saying I'm a good luck charm, but it's been amazing to see this team just have success and grow in that success every single season. Josh Allen getting to add MVP to his list of accomplishments after winning it in February was amazing.
We'll say you're a good luck charm. Have you been inside the stadium? And if you have, what can Bills fans expect for 2026?
I haven't gotten a tour yet of the construction site, although they have been doing tours for some workers over at the stadium. I would assume we'll have one again coming soon, but our video team has done a great job of flying drones, of going in and getting video and updating fans on what the process looks like and kind of what they can expect. I did get to go to the virtual, I don't know what they called it, but I got to go to the new Stadium Experience Center, that's what it was, and got to kind of walk through what the stadium's going to look like, what the seats are going to be, what the view is going to be like, how the wind is going to work. That's a big thing that they focus on, is the wind not being as crazy as it is in our current stadium. So it was really cool to get that experience. I think it's going to be something amazing. The renderings that we've been shown of the stadium seating, the clubs, it's going to be top notch. But like Terry Pegula, our owner, has said, he wanted it built for Buffalo. And I think what we've seen really reflects something that's going to be perfect for the Buffalo Bills fan base.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.